All right, we talked about John Heyman earlier, Jones. John Heyman, noted baseball quote-unquote insider who has blocked me on Twitter. He's a very sensitive individual. I don't even remember what I said. It couldn't have been that nasty. I'm pretty nice on Twitter.
It must have been nicer than this host on WFAN.
So apparently he went on WFAN on Friday night, and Keith McPherson, who I'm unfamiliar with, so I don't know if he's like always the night host or if he just was that night. I honestly don't know the guy
at all.
It looks
like his Twitter bio, New York radio host, FAN 660 Nights.
Nights.
He's a blessed Yankee fan and a hashtag boy dad.
He's a boy dad.
Yeah. So it looks to me like he is the night host on FAN. All right. I could have that wrong.
So he's the night host. He's the only host in this clip, and it's John Heyman. And earlier in the interview, I think he had referenced the fact that, you know, last year John Heyman had the Aaron Judge, had Arson Judge wrong, right? He had Arson Judge going to the Giants.
Yeah, so he had the name wrong in the wrong team.
It happens to everybody, right?
I don't know if that does.
But he's a sensitive insider, and he's sort of defending himself about what happened last year with Aaron Judge. And then things kind of progressed, and you be the judge.
Broken a lot of stories. I think the reason that got such play is because people believe everything I tweet. I've had 100,000 tweets.
Okay, I got to stop you right there. Who knows how many tweets they've had, let alone...
Oh, that's not an arbitrary number? Are you saying, did you...
I'm guessing he's mentioned that, or he knows that, or why would you even reference that? People believe everything
he's
I said.
Building his resume.
Yeah, but you also said Arson Judge was going to the Giants. So you can see how some of us might question some of your reporting. Not everybody, with the exception of Scoops Keefe, has a 100% track record.
No,
it happens.
It's true.
They get,
even some who had good track records, it went up in smoke today.
Well, that's true.
So
you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, all that stuff.
But with John Heyman, I do.
So he's defending himself with that one, which, okay, whatever. You know, like, laugh it off. It's not a huge deal.
Yeah, I have hundreds of thousands of tweets, and people believe me because
people believe every word
I talk
I
to
say.
Scott Boras. I mean, because I have good intel.
I guess this guy was also digging him a little bit about like all the Scott Boras reports.
I kind of like this Keith McPherson guy.
I don't hate Keith McPherson at all. But yeah, so Heyman's already a little bit like backed up into the corner here a little bit, it feels like.
People believe everything I tweet. I've had 100,000 tweets. And, you know, you get one that was wrong, and it did say appears, and I know I rushed it, and it was a big mistake, and I regret it, but it's 2 years later.
No regrets. It's like,
at some point, I think someone could probably drop it if they're a nice person.
Okay, so now he's like circling back. He's defending himself a little bit, but he's also taking a shot at this guy for even mentioning it.
Okay, well, here's what it sounds like. Yeah, I don't know their track record, but it sounds like this is maybe not the first time that tweet's been brought up to John Heyman.
Maybe
they would drop it if you're a nice person.
Does he do nights on The Fan, though? Like, I wonder what the history is with this guy.
I think we're going to get to it, but it sounds like it's been a recurring interview.
They've talked.
For sure.
They've talked. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
2 years later, I think at some point, I think someone could probably drop it if they're a nice person.
What I think is it just like how I introduced you. Everybody in baseball knows who you are. So one, it's a credit to your work, your following.
Yeah,
and how,
by the way, I won't be going out with you again. The whole thing has been a disaster.
Is this guy being insincere? I feel like he is actually kind of complimenting him, but Heyman doesn't want to hear it right now.
It sounds like he was trying to joke around, maybe in past interviews.
You can't joke around with certain people. He's not a joker.
And no, he's not. And then I think he was being sincere in that last part.
I thought he was.
Yeah.
I thought he was like, hey, like, we have you on, and like, don't. He, to me, and maybe this guy is like super sarcastic and I'm not picking up on it, but he's like, don't even worry about that.
Yeah.
But I also think he's like, I'm going to call it out because he's doing a show in New York.
Uh-huh.
So the Yankees and the Mets are all in on Juan Soto. And the couple of years ago, the biggest free agent at the time was Aaron Judge. And they were all, obviously Yankee fans were going crazy about it. And then in comes John Heyman from the clouds saying Arson Judge to the Giants. I feel like I understand why it's being brought up a little bit.
Yeah.
But he's like, can you move on from it? And he kind of is. He doesn't feel like he's badgering him with it.
But he won't be coming back on because it's been
a disaster.
A disaster. Which
it's just like how I introduced you. Everybody in baseball knows who you are. So one, it's a credit to your work, your following.
Yeah,
and how,
by the way, I won't be going out with you again. The whole thing has been a disaster.
I'm surprised we haven't heard that from like Gonzalez or something. I'm surprised we haven't had that from a guest yet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, next time we have Hunter Henry on,
I'll be going out with you again. The whole thing has been a disaster.
Look, I didn't think it was that bad, Hunter, but thank you anyway.
Okay. All right.
So how about this? So now you're in this position, right? We've all done awkward interviews. In fact, we did two earlier today.
Yeah, we're usually good for a couple every Patriots Monday. Yeah.
So now he's in the spot where I think he's like, what is this guy saying? There's also a phone interview. So if you can't see the person, it makes it trickier.
Are we joking?
We don't really
know. Are we being serious?
So then Keith McPherson, who I don't know, hits you with one of these.
That's okay.
I can't even believe you said that to question my integrity.
Are you being serious right now?
Like, honestly, yeah. Are you being serious right
now? It's like arguing with my wife. Are we being serious? I can't even tell.
Like, now I've lost the thread. Yeah. I don't know where this started, how it's going, but
how
I
dare
know
you
it's
question
going
my integrity. Yeah, it's going poorly. Yeah.
I can't even believe you said that to question my integrity.
Are you being serious right now?
I'm being serious, yeah.
John.
Asking me if I'm getting a cut because I have a relationship with an agent. That's outrageous. I know you're not a journalist.
So timeout.
So apparently, yeah, go ahead.
It sounds like he made a reference to getting a cut from Boris.
I think he made a reference, which we all understand.
We've made references to it. Like, I don't know that I credit to Keith McPherson. I don't know I do it right in the middle of the interview.
The only person
credit to him.
In the media today that is more tied to somebody is Mike Lombardi, Bill Belichick.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
Everybody else, like, we all have our theories, like, Schefter and Rappaport and whatever down the list. But, like, Heyman talks to Boris. Mm-hmm. It's so obvious to anybody who's read an article. Mm-hmm. And same with Lombardi and Belichick. So I guess he's also made references to that. So I don't know. Maybe some, I don't know if people are going to take Heyman's side over that. I doubt it.
Maybe you should get a cut. Maybe you should get a cut.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
I mean, good.
He's doing a lot of Boris work for him. Boris about to make a ton. How much money is Boris going to make just off of Soto?
Well, I don't know. What does he make? 5%?
3%?
Is it
3%, maybe?
I don't know.
Whatever it is, even if it's half of a percent.
It's a lot of PS5s.
It's a ton of PS5s, this guy.
John.
Asking me if I'm getting a cut because I have a relationship with an agent. That's outrageous. I know you're not a journalist. You don't know anything about this. I know you get you don't. But that's an outrageous comment.
It's Friday night at 8:30, John.
You should know that much.
And I'm not taking this that serious.
Goodbye.
John, thank you for joining us, John.
I can't even believe it.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
You went up an octave there.
That is the moment right there.
I can't even believe it.
Now, does he hang up the phone, smash the phone? That might be the last time he uses that phone.
Yeah, good question.
I feel like he hangs up, but that is an immediate, like, you wish you were on an old landline to prevent some of the damage.
Yeah,
you're
hucking
that phone.
Right, the David Ortiz, clubhouse phone.
Yes,
I can't even believe it.
Thank you, John. Appreciate your time. He's got to get to bed. I did not expect it to go that way.
I was not prepared for it to go that way.
That was pretty much how I handled Amendola hanging up on me.
I can't even believe it.
Yeah, it definitely could have gone better.
Amendola just clicked. He didn't.
Can you believe it?
he didn't give any warning that he was hanging up. He just clicked.
That's what happened. I mean, I think when you're humorless, like that stuff like that's going to happen.
I can't even believe it.
I can't even believe it. The guy says, like, well, I mean, maybe you should.
That's okay.
I can't even believe you said that to question my integrity.
You said Arson Judge to the Giants. I feel like it's worth a, we can mention it.
Yeah. And you should get a cut from Boris.
You absolutely should. You deserve it.
Man. So he's done with FAN. He's not just done with that show. He's done with the station.
He's done with the fan.
Mm.
That's happened here before in the past. There's a few people that have stopped working with the station because of certain people along the way. You know what I think would get Heyman?
Not that rare.
You know what I think would make John Heyman feel a lot better?
What's that?
Cheeseburger Club.
Get him a Cheeseburger Club. I think he'd be fine.
Get yourself. That was Friday night.
That was Friday night.
By Saturday, you get yourself a nice.
He's back on his feet.
Yeah, nice
get himself
meal.
A Cheeseburger Club.
That'll make you feel better for sure. Okay. So a rough weekend for John Heyman.
He does sound, people are like, he sounds awful too. Like he does. He sounds like he has been up all night.
Yeah.
Just like tracking this Juan Soto stuff.
And he was, him and Passan were like neck and neck with the news last night with Soto, right? It was like within seconds of each other, they both had a tweet.
Yeah, I think so.
He's still got the relationship.
I can't even believe it. The whole thing has been a disaster.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
It's John Heyman, MLB insider there on WFAN. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. That's how you dial us up and text the program. Let's get back into the weekend that was in the NFL and all the latest on Bill Belichick to UNC. That continues to pick up steam. That's next.